The Gemara Maseches Chulin, Daf Tzadik Dalet, tells us about the Isser of Gnevas Das. What's Gnevas Das? Gnevas Das is the Isser to fool someone into thinking that you're doing something for him, you're doing something to benefit him, and he thereby feels gratitude towards you, he feels indebted towards you, because he thinks you did something for him, even though you truly did not. That's the Isser of Gnevas Das. One of the examples over there in the Gemara is a case where a person opens up a barrel of wine. When you open up a barrel of wine, the wine starts to get ruined, and therefore it's not really good for the wine to be opened up. But nevertheless, you open this up right when your friend comes in front of you in your store, and he thinks that you're opening it l'chvoydei. You make believe that you're opening it l'chvoydei in order to honor him, and you're therefore willing to undergo the hefsid that results from opening up the barrel. But really, anyways, the barrel has been contracted out to someone else. You anyways have to open it up for a different person. And when you open it up for this person, you're making him feel that you're doing it for him, even though you truly are not. That's Gnevas Das. However, even though the Gemara says that there's an Isser of Gnevas Das, and the Gemara says that this Isser applies even when you're Gnev Daitai Shel Akum, even if you do Gnevas Das against a non-Jew, nevertheless, the Gemara says that there is an important exception to the rule. And the Gemara says that by a case of Iyuhu de'ate anafshei, it's mutter. Which means, if it's a case where the person made the mistake on his own, you didn't trick him, you didn't fool him, he made a false premise, and he thought you somehow were doing something for him, even though he had no reason to think so, he decided on his own to assume that you did something for him in spite of the fact that you didn't, but you didn't lead him on, then it's mutter. You don't have to correct him. You don't have to tell him the truth and say that you weren't doing this l'chvoydei. If it's his own mistake that he is making, you're not causing the mistake, you're not intentionally tricking him, then you don't have to correct him. You're allowed to let him think that you're doing something l'chvoydei. And the Gemara has a story over there where one Amayru was coming into town and two Amayruim were going out of town. They met him on the road, and he thought that they were coming to greet him. They were coming to malava him, and he was feeling very mechubit. He was feeling very honored because he thought that these two great amiroim were coming to greet him. Really, they were anyways going on that road because they had to go out of town. They weren't going to greet him. And one of the amiroim said that we have to tell him the truth, and Itaka told him that the real reason why they were going on the street was not to be mechabedim, it was because they anyways had to leave. But he thought mistakenly that they were coming to greet him. And the other Amoyra told this fellow that, no, you don't have to tell him the truth. You could let him feel mechubed, you could let him feel honored, because iyu da'ati anafshi. He made his own mistake. He's the one who decided that we're coming to greet him. We didn't lead him on. We didn't try to fool him. He made his own mistake by assuming that we're coming to greet him. Therefore, we can let him feel honored. We don't have to correct him. It's not a shaila of Gnevas Das. It's not an Isser Gnevas Das, because he made his own mistake. Now, the question is that there's a Yushalmi that seems to contradict this halach. So we're now saying that normally there's an Isser of Gnevas Das. However, if it's Iyu Da'ate Anafshe, if the person does his own calculation and creates a honor that you're being mechabed him with, even though your intent was not to honor him, it was his own mistake, you don't have to correct him. There's no Isser of Gnevas Das. The Yushalmi is in Shvius, and the Yushalmi is talking about a person who killed someone b'shogeg. A person who killed someone b'shogeg has to go to Golos. What's the halacha if he comes to town, no one knows him, and they're giving him a tremendous amount of kavod? They're treating him like he used to be treated, like a very respected member of society. Says the Yushalmi, this person has to notify them that he killed a b'shogeg, and he therefore is not worthy of the kavod that he is receiving. He has to be ma'idia them, he has to notify them. And therefore, says Yushalmi, hu hadin, if a person knows one mesechta, and the people around him are making an assumption that he knows two mesechtas, that he's a bigger Talmud Chacham than he is, and they're giving him the kavod worthy of a person who knows two mesechtas rather than one, he has to notify them, he has to tell them that he's not the great Talmud Chacham that they think he is, because it's going to be leading them on. The question is that this seems to contradict our Gemara. Our Gemara says that there's a rule of Iyud hu da'ate anafshe. If they make their own mistake, I'm not mechuyev to correct them. So if they decide that I'm a tremendous Talmud Chacham, that I know two mesechlis and I really know one, it's their own mistake that they're making. Why am I mechuyev to correct them? Why is it something that is usur for me to let them believe that I'm taka, a great Talmud Chacham? Why is there a chiv to go notify them? It's included in the category of iu hu da'ati anafshe, he made his own mistake, and therefore I shouldn't be mechuyev to correct him. So there are two very interesting mehalchim brought down in the G'dayli Achreinim in explanation of this halach. Number one, there's the Tshuvas Maharit. Says the Maharit, the reason why a person who only knows one mesechta has to notify people who are treating him like he knows two mesechtas is because when they start being mechabed you as a person who's a great Talmud Chacham, who knows two mesechtas, who knows Gan Shas, and you're shaisik and you're quiet, that is ki'ilu, you are openly conceding to that honor that they're giving. It's ki'ilu shtiku kahido, it's as if you overtly are telling them you're a great Talmud Chacham, and therefore, by not correcting them, it's as if you are willingly and overtly going to fool them. Therefore, it's a shayla of Gnevas Das. That's the shita of the Maharit. So the Maharit is saying that even though normally there's a svar of iwa da'atei anafshe, if the person makes his own mistake, you're not mechuyev to correct him. Nevertheless, if we're talking about a case where people are mechabed you, and you're shaysik, and you're quiet, shtika kaida, it's as if you're overtly saying that you are in fact worthy of the covet, and therefore it's not considered you dati anafshe and mechuyev to correct. Mahalach number two is from the Mara Ponim, the Chida, and some of the other Achayim, and they say a different yesoid. And they explain that even though in general, with respect to the Isser of Gnevas Das, there's a rule of iu hu dati anafshe, if a person makes his own mistake, and he makes believe that you're honoring him, and he thinks that you're honoring him, and truly you're not coming to honor him, usually it's mutter, because iud had the anavshe. Nevertheless, there's an exception to the rule, and that is a case where you are deriving personal benefit from his mistake. If the case is such as the case of the Gemara, then you're not mechuyev to notify him. He thought you were greeting him. Really, you weren't greeting him. You were just going out of town. So he made his own mistake, so you're not mechuyev to correct him. Over there, the two amirim that were walking on the road didn't derive any personal pleasure, any hano, any benefit from the mistake that this person made. So over there, you're not mechuyev to correct him. However, if by their mistake you are getting a personal hano, you're receiving kavod, in that case, it's also even if the person initiated the mistake. Therefore, say these achroinim, if we have a case where a person is being mechabed you, and he's treating you like a person who knows gan shas be'id, and in truth, you don't know gan shas be'id. So even though normally the svara would be iu hu da'atei anafshe, and you wouldn't be mechuyev to correct him, over here you are mechuyev to correct him. Why? Because when the person makes such a mistake, you are going to be nene from his mistake, and therefore, over here it's worse, and you're mechuyev to go ahead and notify him. So these are the two mehalchim in explaining the Yerushalmi, why the Yerushalmi says that when a person gets covered for knowing two mesechtes, and he really only knows one, he's mechuyev to notify the people that he only knows one. Why is this not including the heter of iyu the hati anafshe? There are two mehalchim, either the Maharit, that it's al shtik kaido, so it's as if you yourself are leading him on, or the second svara, that the reason why over here it's a chiv to notify him is because over here you're deriving a personal hanoah from his mistake.